On the line, I got Jaden Forster because it's time to do the entertainment report with you, Jaden. How are you going?
Not too bad, thank you, Geordie. Good morning.
Now, you've got some breaking news from the music world.
Yes, unfortunately, just in the last hour or so, we've received some very sad news from the family of one of the former members of the big Scottish band, the Bay City Rollers, commonly referred to as sort of the Tartan Teen Sensations from Edinburgh, and really one of the first of many acts that were named sort of the biggest group after the Beatles, and that breaking news being that their former frontman, Les McEwan, has actually passed away, sadly, at the age of 65. The family has confirmed the news on Facebook. We don't have any details regarding his cause of death at this stage, but they have said that they are making arrangements for his funeral and, of course, asking for privacy at this very difficult time. But very, very sad news through this morning for fans of that particular band, very famous for two of their songs in particular that went to number one in the UK, Give a Little Love, and perhaps the most famous song, Bye Bye Baby. So very, very sad news this morning.
It is. Now, Hugh Jackman is under fire after being caught up in a workplace bullying scandal, but it's not his fault.
No, it's not. This all centres on a bloke by the name of Scott Rudin, R-U-D-I-N. He's a Hollywood theatre mogul, producer, if you like. And a week or so ago, a report, an expose, came out in the Hollywood Reporter, basically airing allegations of workplace bullying against this particular bloke. Nothing sexual, like we saw with Harvey Weinstein, actually just verbal and physical bullying allegations. But he's actually the producer of Hugh's new big Broadway show, The Music Man, which is set to open on Broadway in December. And the pressure's been mounting for some time now for Hugh to actually respond, which he did yesterday when he released a statement, all in capital letters, which I wouldn't have done that. It's like he's sort of yelling or angry or something, but he did and said that Rudin has now stepped away from that particular show, which was really the right move to quash any controversy that might come from that. But Hugh actually created some in that particular statement when he said the only voice we need to hear is this bloke Rudin's, which people have come saying that the voice should be from his alleged victims. But, you know, the knives and the pitchforks are out coming for Hugh. He's completely innocent in all of this. So hopefully this doesn't have any great impact for him and that particular show. But who knows? You know, he could be collateral damage in all of this. We know how investors get spooked when these things sort of pop up. So hopefully it doesn't cause him any problems.
Now, do you love Lego?
Sort of.
I love Lego. I don't have any these days. Until you stand on it with your bare foot. I don't love Lego then. But everyone is loving that new Lego Masters show.
They are. Lots of people are watching it. And it's proved a massive success for Channel 9, so much, in fact, that they've renewed it now for another 2 years. Ooh. So it'll be on our screens until 2023. And I guess even better news is for Hamish Blake, who now has a guaranteed gig for the next 2 years, which people might think, oh, you know, well, okay, he's doing a show for the next 2 years or so, not much of a big deal. But in this day and age in television, gigs like that where you're secured and where you're locked down for multiple years to come really is a massive, massive deal. So congratulations to him, and it seems to be reaping all the rewards for Channel 9 at the moment. They seem to have locked onto a show that works for them really well.
I think because it's lighthearted, it looks fun. I see the ads all the time. There's nothing offensive about it, so it should do well.
Yes, that's right. It's sort of your old school style of entertainment, just with a modern twist. And unlike, I guess, a lot of the other reality shows and programs that are on our screens, there's no bitchiness, there's no cattiness involved. It's just good old family fun. So they seem to be on a winner with it, so good luck to them.
Now, you got some details about the upcoming Boy George biopic, which I did not know was happening.
Yes, well, it's been 2 years in the making. It was first announced back in 2019, but not a lot's been said about it since, until a couple of days ago when Boy George himself confirmed that it's now moved production houses from MGM to Millennium, and actually set to start filming in the British summer, so June to September, our time. And Danny Mays, an actor who played the pirate in Tintin, is going to play Boy George's father. Boy George, being the very business-savvy bloke he is, teased that Keanu Reeves was going to have a part in this one, but his publicist has since come out and said, nope, not happening. But they're still casting the role of Boy George, with the word said to be that they're looking for a young actor based anywhere in the world. So the search for Boy George, the actor to play Boy George, continues, but cameras set to start rolling between June and September, our time.
Could you play Boy George?
I don't think so. I don't look anything like George, but I'm sure there are some people out there that might foot the bill. I'm not sure if you have to sing or anything in this particular biopic, but that might also be part of the criteria, perhaps. I'm not too sure.
Well, it will be interesting to see who does get that role, that's for sure. I mean, was it Malik, who did Freddie Mercury? He was brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, went on to, he's going to appear in the next Bond movie, but yeah, there's been a few of them that have cast. Not all of them have sung the music and that's been featured in those particular biopics, but I think it'd be pretty difficult to get somebody to sing Boy George songs unless they're like an impersonator, but I guess we'll wait and see.
Yes, we will. How can people find out what you're up to, Jaden?
They can keep up to date with everything I'm doing on Twitter, Celebrity Lane 1, Geordie.
Well, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, PT, will be back to chat to you next Friday, okay?
No worries. Thank you.